Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home.
Hello and welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today we have a super special bonus episode for you. Sarah and I had the pleasure of having a conversation with Mark Krasner, who is the founder of this very cool guided meditation app for moms called Expectful. Mark has a really fascinating and endearing story about why he started Expectful, and you really are going to get a sense of his big heart and his love for women and mamas and babies, and Mark is an all-around awesome dude. It's worth mentioning that Expectful is not an official sponsor of this podcast. We're not getting any kickbacks by having Mark or Expectful on the show. We simply thought it was an awesome, awesome app that a lot of moms could really benefit from and something that Sarah has gotten a lot of value from. And we really just wanted to share a valuable resource with you future and current mamas out there. So that's the motivation for bringing Mark onto the show to talk about Expectful. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into our conversation.
Hey, Mark, thanks for hanging out with us on the Doing It at Home podcast. We really appreciate you.
Sarah and Matthew, thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. So this is cool for us because, well, you're a man, therefore you haven't birthed a baby. So we're not going to be getting into a birth story with you. But you have created something that a lot of moms have used to prepare for their birth and through their pregnancy. And so we definitely want to talk about that. But why don't you just kick things off and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm coming to you from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York. I'm 33. I have no children, which is often a big point of mystery for people is how this guy with no children founded a pregnancy company. And this is my third venture, you can call it. So in my mid-20s, I started a company that manufactures and sells a medical mobility device to people with foot and ankle injuries. And when I founded that company, I really had the goal of being a lifestyle entrepreneur. It was after reading the 4-Hour Work Week, and I wanted to be anywhere in the world and doing whatever I wanted to do.
Awesome.
And all that stuff. And I got to that place after a while, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and it actually felt very empty. And so I spent a lot of time thinking about what it is that I wanted to do with my life. And along the lines, I co-founded a not-for-profit with a friend called Food for Thought Philippines. And we provide lunches to 2 underserved elementary school kids in the Philippines. Normally, a lot of the children who attend these schools don't have the food to get, like, don't have the money to get food for lunch at school. So a friend and I each fund one of the schools through the businesses that we have, and the average body weight of each kid went up by 4 pounds. Wow. In these schools, and incredibly fulfilling. And it had me thinking, like, how I could spend more of my time doing something that really gives back and really has an impact in the world. And so aside from launching ventures, I just other passions are meditation, and I love to sweat and work out and spend time with good friends.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Beautiful. That's awesome, man. That's very cool. So
yeah,
I know that this is basically you and Sarah have had conversation before, and have clued me in a little bit about Expectful, which is the venture that really kind of piqued our attention because it is something for moms, for pregnant women, for moms, and all that great stuff. So tell us a little bit about Expectful and, again, like the history behind why you would be creating this amazing tool for women and moms.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So I grew up with a mom who struggled with anxiety and depression for most of her life and throughout my childhood. And being in that world, I didn't actually realize it had a very significant effect on me till I reached my late 20s and hit a very rough patch. I was going through a really difficult breakup, and I turned to meditation hoping it would help me through that. And when I started meditating, it's like that story, I don't know if you've ever heard it, about the two fish that are swimming around in the water, two young fish swimming around, and an older fish swims by and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two fish continue swimming for a while, and then one fish turns to the other and says, "What the hell is water?"
Oh, and so,
that's cool.
When I started meditating, I realized that the water, that I'd been swimming in something, and it wasn't that healthy when I was a kid. And my mom loved me so much and is an incredible woman with a ton of resilience, but just didn't always have the tools to show up the way that she always wanted to when she was a mom. And when I started meditating, a lot of that stuff got revealed, and I got a real good look inside and saw a lot of things that weren't serving me. And it was just this enormous foundation for a real transformation that my life's taken on over the years. And like I mentioned, I was in a place where I was really looking for what I could do that would have a real impact in the world. And I knew that meditation played such a big role in my life, and I wanted to do something in that space. I didn't quite know what it was. And I was researching how meditation affected children, because I wish it was something that I had sooner in my own life. And when I was doing that research, I came across a few breadcrumbs on pregnancy. And when I went to see what people were saying about that, I came up really short online. So there were no substantive articles or publications talking about the effects of meditation during pregnancy, which really surprised me. As a meditator, I personally feel different in my body than when I didn't meditate, right? Mm. And so intuitively, I knew that meditation would have to be doing something positive for the baby. And it was just such an intuitive practice to connect to pregnancy also. And so I hired a PhD student, and I had her look into all the available research on meditation during pregnancy and all the research that might have existed on how stress, anxiety, or depression affects a baby. And so the researcher went to work, and about a week and a half later presented all the studies to me. And when I read them, I read about how meditation does all these great things for a pregnancy, like reduce the chance of preterm birth, reduce the chances of postpartum depression, enhance feelings of connection to the baby, enhance immunity, enhance tolerance for discomfort and pain, like all these really great things for pregnancy. And then I started reading about how stress and anxiety and depression can affect the pregnancy, and I got instantly connected to what I'm doing today, because I read about how high levels of stress and anxiety increase all these risk factors during pregnancy. It's a long list of things that could come up, and I want to be careful when I talk about this, because it's high levels of stress or anxiety or depression for a long period of time. So, you know, for the pregnant women out there that are listening to this, if you have a stressful moment, it's okay. It's right. Totally fine and normal, and your body's prepared to handle that. But the research does show that if there's long periods of stress or anxiety being experienced, that it can have an adverse effect on the baby. And I read about how it can lead to asthma and diabetes and heart disease and increased chances of preterm birth and all these different things. And one of those things is ADHD, which I have. And I really struggled with throughout my academic career. And I grew up thinking I wouldn't really have that many options available to me as an adult to make my way through the world, because my grades were so poor. I didn't really look like I had a very bright future. And so I immediately got connected to it, because I thought, wow, you know, I have ADHD. It's linked to stress and anxiety. Mom experienced a lot of stress and anxiety. Maybe this is something occurring in my life because of the way my mom's mind worked during pregnancy. And so, well, what if mom meditated during pregnancy, right? What if she had this information that told her that meditation can reduce your levels of stress and anxiety and give me a better start in life, right? How cool would that be? But then the next thought after that, which is so much more powerful, was, whoa, meditation was this huge agent of change in my life. What if mom meditated because she wanted to help me out, and then all of a sudden it was this huge agent of change in her life? What if it was this big watershed moment in her life that could have changed a lot for her? And then the third thought was, is forget ADHD. What would it have been like to grow up with a mom who had a meditation practice? It was more just likely to be present and more likely to be happier. So when I connected all those things, I was like, whoa, this is what I want to do. You know, what an opportunity. Nobody's really doing this. You know, it's an opportunity to help the next generation come into the world, and studies show that women that meditate are more likely to have children that are healthier and happier. And it's a great opportunity to serve what I call chocolate covered broccoli, or I didn't coin the term. I've heard it somewhere else, but it's this thing where women can, you know, they embrace the practice for the baby, but suddenly it can transform their life.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so in putting all that together, I said, oh my gosh, I want to completely get behind this. I want this to be my focus and what I want to do with my life. And I started Expectful, which is a platform that makes meditation really easy for pregnant and new moms, and now women that are trying to conceive as well. And it's our goal to make meditation as common as prenatal vitamins within the next 5 years. And if you look at actually reading the literature about stress and anxiety, the researchers who were writing these studies were literally saying in the studies themselves very clearly, hey, more needs to be done to help women manage their emotions and their mental health during pregnancy and postpartum and motherhood. But also same thing, a woman's and a father's, just the general environment of the people around the baby when it's growing up has a huge effect on how its body develops, especially in the first 3 years. And if you look around, especially during pregnancy, all the focus is being put on a woman's body, right? Or what their prenatal vitamins and,
yeah,
oh, make sure you're not drinking and avoid tuna and things like that. And that's great, actually. That's a huge step up from where we were years ago, but there's nothing being done to support a woman emotionally, to support her mental health, even though all the research shows that her mental health plays almost as, if not as much of a significant role as the foods that she's putting in her body. So that's why I'm just really excited to be here and speak to you guys and share a bit about what we're doing.
Well, Mark, that's a lot of really awesome stuff. One, I think you're brilliant. Two, I think tons of women all over the country who are listening to this right now probably just fell in love with you. just the identifying that extreme need and opportunity, not just from like a business-minded perspective, which we can definitely appreciate as entrepreneurs ourselves with marketing backgrounds, but also the holistic viewpoint and the care for really healing on a broad, large scale is remarkable. It's amazing.
Mm, thanks. I really appreciate that. I really do. And yeah, you know, like you said, there's definitely a business model here. We definitely actually think that, you know, I have a not-for-profit. I think that actually the way to make a greater change is to have a business that's sustaining and profitable so you can make investments in things and grow, and you're not necessarily beholden to anybody to help guide your path, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so what we did is we rolled out something called a 3-for-1 program as well. And what we do is it's sort of like a get one, get one, but we call it a 3-for-1 because every subscription that someone gets, we offer one to someone in need. And we recently partnered with this amazing place called the Motherhood Center in New York City, who treats women with postpartum depression. And they don't have to, because they have very affluent clients, but they see a Medicaid population, which is incredible. So we offer a subscription of Expectful to anybody in that clinic who can't afford it otherwise.
That's very cool.
And the reason that we call it 3-for-1 is because whenever a woman subscribes to the platform, there are three other people that benefit. So it's the woman that subscribes, and then her baby gets the benefit, another mom gets the benefit, and that woman's baby gets the benefit. So it's three people are benefiting from one subscription.
That's amazing.
That's
I like
really
that.
Freaking cool.
So you call Expectful, you describe it as a platform. So can you tell me exactly, like, you know, I'm on your website right now, and for the person who's listening who might just be in their car, describe what it is and how it works.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. We're, you know, to make it more relatable, we can call it an app. Platform, we say platform because it encompasses two things, an iOS app that we recently launched and a web app that we have as well.
Okay.
So you can access us, if you have an Android, you want to access us through your mobile web browser or your PC or tablet. And then if you have an iPhone, you want to download us. So the word platform is to encompass the fact that if you have an Android, find us on the web. If you have an iPhone, find us in the App Store.
Got it.
And the way it works is, yeah, and when you jump in there, basically what we've done is we've mapped out, and let me preface this, by the way, for anybody listening, it's not just me, right? So I had the idea, and then I've been very fortunate to surround myself with amazing, strong, powerful women that have really helped shape this company and also our users. We, when we first had the idea, we launched a beta with just 8 meditations, and we found a bunch of pregnant women who wanted to use the app, and we listened intently to what they had to say. So I planted the seed, and this plant has grown, and it's grown as a result of a lot of women that have surrounded me and a lot of the users that have come into the platform that have been very generous with their feedback. I just want to put that out there. And, mm-hmm. you know, what the app has become is we've taken the feedback from all the users that we've gotten and all the women that are part of the team, 2 of which were on our beta and then became team members after they gave birth because they had really, really meaningful experiences on the app. And you know, we filtered all that and we created trimester-specific, fertility-specific, and motherhood-specific guided meditations with a team of hypnotherapists, a psychologist, meditation experts, a sound engineer, and somebody that we know, Biad, who's a performance artist and a meditation expert who has the most beautiful voice. And it's all based on the psychological and physical changes and challenges and desires that women have in each part of their journey. So, for example, if somebody was to click, if once you open the app, you'll see the different libraries for preparing to conceive for a second, third trimester in motherhood. And if you were to select third trimester, then you'd see a bunch of meditations. There'd be meditations if you wanted to meditate with your partner under the couple section. There'd be preparing for birth. There'd be meditations to connect with the baby. We know you're probably waking up a lot at night, so there's meditations to help you go back to sleep if you've been woken up. There's walking meditation. There's a visualization on meeting your baby. So any of the desires that you might have during that time, things you want to work on or go into or challenges you might face, or even if you want to not even think about the pregnancy, we have one in there called just for you meditation. And so basically it's choose your own adventure. So once you're in the app and you select where you are in your pregnancy, then you'll just have this big library. And every time you open up the app, you get to choose how much you get to check in and think, how am I feeling? What kind of resources do I want to see what we have to offer? Mm. And then you can go into it, and each meditation is offered in a 10 and 20 minute format, depending on how you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. So while you were talking, Sarah just pulled it up on her phone.
Because I've been using it.
Yes. Yeah, she's been using it.
I'm in the motherhood stage, the needs evolve.
Yeah, that's great. And what's really cool is it's very simple. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, everything that you described. Clean. You know, you're a brilliant guy. You've done the research. You've done the science, and you know, having created this, like you can describe a lot. But as I'm looking at it, it's very simple, right? You just on the left hand side, I can pick. Sarah has an iPhone, by the way. So like you can pick the stage you're at, and then you see a list of meditations. And I think that simplicity is great because, you know, as I was watching you, Sarah, while you were pregnant and even in motherhood, there's stuff that comes up in life.
Oh, you don't say.
So the fact that you've created a very simple thing, I think is, you know, that's part of where the genius lies, and it's powerful, but it's simple. And Sarah, what have your thoughts been, Sarah, so far?
Well, I just appreciate so much the different stages and how, you know, to the point of what we've been talking about, there are different things you're feeling and moving through and experiencing at those different stages. So as you're trying to conceive, for instance, you know, you're really preparing this home to house your baby. And so you're getting yourself in the state to prepare for that next stage of pregnancy. And then when you're in pregnancy, you're thinking about birth and you're thinking about, you know, that whole process and maintaining. And then in motherhood now, it's this whole new host of things. And I think chocolate covered broccoli,
Mark, that's right.
is perfect, because from the moment you think you're going to have a baby or you want to have a baby, it can be very easy to fixate completely on baby. I mean, that's a beautiful thing that ensures their survival. At the same time, you know, I use the analogy of needing to secure my own oxygen mask first before I help Maya with hers. And so I think this feeds to all of that without your full awareness that's what you're doing. But you really are like answering and healing yourself first to then be the best the best mother you can be, because that's all we want. We want to be the best moms. We want to be the best for our babies. And then this provides that opportunity underlying with be the best for yourself too.
Yeah.
So that's what I love.
Oh, totally. Totally. I did this. This is a little vulnerable, actually, and it's sort of a curveball, maybe. But I did a workshop maybe a month ago, and in the workshop it was a personal development workshop for an entire weekend. You dove really deep with a group of people you've never met before. You get totally vulnerable for the weekend, and on the last day, one of the exercises that they had us do was to sort of relive the experience of our mothers and relive the experience of our fathers.
Wow.
And so they got you in this meditative state and they asked you all these questions about each of your parents separately, right? You'd mother first, father second. And one of the questions was what did you need your mother to be, right? Like what did you need your mother to be that she wasn't, right? And it's so funny when you're in these states, sometimes the things that come out of you, you almost surprise your conscious mind, you almost surprise yourself. And I just remember hearing that question. It's like, what did you need from your mom? What do you need her to be? And my answer was happy. Right.
Yeah.
And so when I thought back on my childhood, it was like, gosh, like, you know, I feel like so many times, and I only say this again, I don't have any personal experience. I'm very conscious of that, but I've met with so many women. I've done so many interviews. I've gotten to know pregnant and new moms and women that are trying to conceive so well. And it's just this thing we consistently hear is there's this concern for, I really want to get it right. I'm nervous. I'm not going to get it right. And I don't want to mess up. You know, it's this huge responsibility to bring a life into the world. And, you know, it's such a common thing. If you're feeling any anxiety or stress, it's like par for the course. It's totally normal. And I think that one thing that I'd really like to share with women just from my own experiences is like just the power of allowing yourself to be happy in this time, because I think that really is, you know, beyond any books you read or anything you do to try to really nail parenthood. I really believe in my heart that the best thing that you could do for your child is to allow yourself to be happy. And that actually makes me think of The Greatest Regrets of the Dying. Have you two ever read that list? It was an amazing Guardian article. It's a very simple piece where, you know, the five regrets. And do you remember what number five is? I know this by heart, so I know I'm sort of putting you on the spot, but if you don't remember number five, I'm going to assume you don't. I'll just say it.
Yeah, we trust you.
Number five is I wish I'd allowed myself to be happy, right? It's such a common thing, whether you're a parent or anybody, you know, and it's such an amazing line because of the word allowed. It's not like I wish I was happy. It's like the person's acknowledging that they had control the whole time, you know, and it's just this, it's really hard for me to put into words, but really close to my heart that I really do believe that there is, that the best thing a woman could do for her child is to take really great care of herself, because that baby is going to feel that level of care, whether it's during pregnancy or after, and it's going to really leave an imprint on the child, in the best way possible.
Yeah, that completely resonates with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, I can use those reminders daily, and you know, I even sometimes feel like I've got it, like I'm on track. And those reminders are so necessary, because they just soak up all that energy, and they will model what you model. So, thank you for I needed that today.
Yeah, no, that was timely for us as well.
And,
Mark, why don't you share with us where people can go to learn about Expectful and just you and what you're up to and all the great stuff you're creating?
Sure. Expectful.com. It's spelled exactly how it sounds, Expectful.com. A ton of information there. Social channels are on there. If you are going to check us out on social, at Expectful, on Instagram particularly, we have this amazing feed and really highly engaged follower base, and we post really beautiful content there for you to see. Our blog is phenomenal. Our community guide, Anna, who was one of our beta testers that joined the team, is our editorial lead and community guide. So if you jump on the platform or on the app, then you'll be hearing from Anna, and she's just absolutely incredible. And the content that she produces on the blog, it's all based around emotional well-being and the emotional aspects of the fertility, pregnancy, and motherhood journey. So that's expectful.com/blog is also a great place to get a little bit of the Expectful flavor.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. The world needs more Marks. So what you're doing is absolutely necessary. And I applaud you and thank you for being bold enough and vulnerable enough to do it and to be it, because that sets the example for others, right? So who knows what other awesome things are going to pop off as a result of Expectful being out there and available.
Sarah, Matthew, thank you. I want to acknowledge you guys, because if you didn't create a platform like this, then I wouldn't have a voice. So I really appreciate you too. I know it's not easy to start something and put yourself out there and before you have any traction, to just get up and go and do it. So I really commend you both for creating something, and that's why I have the opportunity to speak today. So thank you so much for that and for honoring me with by having me on your podcast.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We received that.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.